Journey with Dean and Raj. Would you like $1,000? We could make that happen. It's the $1,000 Minute coming up 7:49 every morning. You can play. Go to HoustonsEagle.com.
Right now, time for the birthday scam.
Call up Dennis about his son who got in a wreck at the high school with another kid, and they didn't do anything. They said, let's just forget about it and drove away. Well, I'll be the father of the other boy. Want to collect from Dennis.
This is Dennis.
Hi, this is Robert. I'm sorry to bother you at work.
Our
two sons got involved in a car scrape a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's been a while. My wife had been trying to track down who it was so we could get a hold of your insurance company and make our claim.
Well, I just do not do that, Robert. I mean, we've already done estimates. It's going to be like a $500 bill for us to get it fixed, but I just do not claim it unless you have a big objection to that.
Well, we have a little bit more. I had a mechanic friend of mine look at it, and it looks like it's going to be closer to $2,000 for the Suburban.
Well,
we have a newer car than you guys, and since your son was kind of at fault, I thought that we could go ahead.
My son said that he was at fault. He was basically, he got hit in the rear end of the car.
Well, my son says he was backing up or something.
Well, I disagree. I don't know the story. I can't until I hear the both sides.
I mean, technically, your son should have given mine his information, not driven off.
Or vice versa.
Well, he got away before he could collect it.
He got away? What did he drive? I mean, he just kind of escaped the scene or something? I don't.
Well, my boy tried to get his insurance company, and your son took off. Didn't want to do it.
Well, all this is up for discussion, okay?
Uh-huh.
I thought that it was a dead issue because it was about 2 months ago is when it happened.
Yeah, and it would have been nice if we could have solved it then.
Well, I would have loved to have solved it then, but
well, I would have too.
Well, I didn't think there was a problem.
The word I get is your son wasn't watching where he was going. My boy's a good driver. He's been driving a couple years. How long's your son been driving?
He was driving about a week when it happened.
Uh-huh.
A week. Now, if your boy backed into my boy,
that
though, what is that?
No, your boy backed into my boy. Where did
that
he,
means that your son came in and hit him.
Where did he learn how to drive?
What do you mean? Look, we're not getting anywhere. What's your last name, Robert?
Swenson.
Okay, we're going to have to get together and visit about this because I'm not going to start taking abuse about you asking me where he learned to drive. That's hoo-ha, my friend. If you want to go straight to the insurance company and visit about
I don't even know what hoo-ha means.
Well, it means that this is a bunch of crap. You don't start accusing people of where they learned to drive when you've only heard one side of the story, sir. I haven't heard both sides, and I haven't heard either side either. I've heard one side, and that's it. So don't start accusing me and my son of being a bad driver when you don't know all the details from both sides.
Well, that's maybe your boy ought to have a bike.
You know, you're doing a real good job of trying to make me mad, but it ain't going to work. That's the bottom line. And we're not getting anywhere by talking about this any further. I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to get together and visit about it, then I'll be glad to meet you somewhere.
Oh, now, hang on.
I'd be glad to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll get together, all right. I'll show you some hoo-ha.
You know who this is?
Who?
This is Dean and Raj.
It could be.
Dean and Raj, I know it is.
I can't believe
it.
We'll show you some hoo-ha, some yahoo, and some whoopee-doo.
Gee, my knees.
Dennis?
You guys got to be kidding me. And I listened to one this morning and said, they never catch me doing this ever in 100 years. I guarantee you. I can't believe that. Who did this? Who set me up for this thing?
Your wife, Mary. You got a friend named Jim.
I can't believe it. I'm going to poke him right between the eyes. I'll take my wife when I get home.
Everybody gets some hoo-ha.
That's right.
Hey, we've learned a new word today.
I appreciate it. It was great fun for a while.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.